It is October 4th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. A number of schools in western Saskatchewan will operate under a partial lockdown again today as the search continues for a repeat sex offender. Michael Stanley is on the run from police after cutting off his court-ordered electronic monitoring bracelet earlier this week in Lloydminster. There have been unconfirmed sightings in and around the communities of Kindersley and Rosetown, and the RCMP are asking people to be extremely cautious.
Of course, we're concerned. We don't want people to take matters into their own hands because, of course, they're creating problems of their own. We want, if they think they see sightings that are credible, we certainly want them to call us, and we would be taking everything seriously.
That is RCMP Sergeant Ian Skinner. Michael Stanley has a history of sex offenses and a history of abducting children from playgrounds. A partial lockdown means that all school doors will remain locked through the school day, and no student will be allowed to leave the school unless they're accompanied by a parent or a guardian. Police in Washington, D.C. are still trying to understand why a 34-year-old woman with her 1-year-old daughter in the back seat tried yesterday to drive through the traffic barriers surrounding the White House. That's the police opening fire and giving chase as Miriam Carey attempted to evade a growing number of cruisers. She was ultimately shot and killed. Here is Washington Police Chief Kathy Lanier.
Suspect in the vehicle, we do know, was struck by gunfire and at this point has been pronounced. So the suspect has been pronounced at this point. The child is approximately a year old and is in good condition and in protective custody.
Miriam Carey lived in Connecticut, and it's not clear at this point why she was in Washington. She was a dental hygienist, and her friends have told the media that she may have suffered from postpartum depression. Italy has declared a national day of mourning following yesterday's boat sinking tragedy. 130 African migrants died off the southern Italian coast after their boat caught fire and sank. And it's possible as many as 200 people are still unaccounted for. Megan Williams reports.
Today, a minute of silence in schools across Italy to mark a tragic loss of lives. It's a loss that for decades now has been all but ignored. Every summer, as the Mediterranean Sea calms, hundreds of migrants from war-torn countries pay smugglers to ferry them on rickety boats to the Italian island of Lampedusa. The UN estimates that over the past two decades, 20,000 people have drowned before making it there, a loss of human life that has largely gone unrecorded. But this one is too large to ignore. The 150 people saved by the Italian Coast Guard say their boat left Libya with about 500 people aboard. At least 200 are still missing.
Una confusione totale.
Fisherman Domenico Colapinto was on one of the first boats to arrive on the scene. He says it was just a sea of bodies, children, frozen, terrified. It was a massacre, a disgrace. Megan Williams, CBC News, Rome.
Prime Minister Harper flies into Malaysia later this morning to kick off his six-day trade visit to Southeast Asia. He'll spend the weekend meeting with political and business leaders ahead of Monday's APEC summit. Today is day four of the government shutdown in the United States. But as the legislative stalemate continues, House Republicans are hoping that an agreement can be reached on a bill that would guarantee that the 800,000 furloughed government workers will get back pay when the shutdown ultimately comes to an end. The Republicans also want to begin restoring government operations on a piecemeal basis. The Democrats, though, aren't interested, calling this giving in to blackmail. Still in the States, it looks like Tropical Storm Karen could reach hurricane strength by late this afternoon. The latest reading puts the storm about 500 kilometers from the mouth of the Mississippi River. A storm warning is in effect for the entire Louisiana coast, with a hurricane watch extended right across the Florida Panhandle. And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, a big thanks going out there for Joe for being so patient. So we finished up that first half hour of music for Jen there over at Quick X. Anyways, her last day there. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to play one of my favorite albums. This one is a live one from 1973 by the Climax Blues Band with I Am Constant right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, there we go. Link Ray bringing us into this day in rock and roll history. And what do we got here? Only one birthday to report, and that is Jim Fielder, born in 1947. Oh, yeah. October the 4th. And he's the bass player for, or was the bass player for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And one of their big hits, Spinning Wheel. Okay, what else? The useless trivia throughout the years, and it looks like there's a bit of it, too. 1961, that's when Bob Dylan makes his concert hall debut at New York's Carnegie Hall, earning $20 for the night. 53 people attend. Most of them were friends. What the heck is Carnegie Hall renting out the place for 53 people and paying the headliner $20 a night? Wow, that's kind of bizarre, isn't it? 1963, Eric Clapton replaces Anthony Topham in the Yardbirds. 1968, oh, pardon me, that was 1963. I'm not sure if I said that or not about Eric Clapton. 1968, one of the original supergroups, Cream, set out on their farewell tour. The hit White Room was still climbing the charts. Yeah. What else do we have here? 1969, Abbey Road, the last album recorded by the Beatles, enters the UK charts at number one. The LP would go on to be the group's biggest seller in Britain, although the Beatles, the White Album, sold more in North America. Yeah. Okay, what else do we have here? Also in 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival started a four-week run at the top of the U.S. album chart with Green River, the group's first number one LP. Jumping ahead to 1970, just days after recording what would be her biggest hit, 27-year-old Janis Joplin died of a heroin overdose at Hollywood's Landmark Hotel. Me and Bobby McGee would reach number one in early 1971. 1974, John Lennon releases his Walls and Bridges LP, which would go on to the top of the Billboard album chart a few weeks later. 1975, Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here LP hits number one in the U.S. and the U.K. The album features a tribute to former band member Syd Barrett, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. 1980, Fleetwood Mac members Stevie Nicks, Lindsey Buckingham, and Mick Fleetwood present the University of Southern California's Trojan Marching Band with a platinum record for their contribution on the album Tusk. Also in 1980, Queen had their second U.S. number one song with Another One Bites the Dust. Hits the top of the Billboard chart. 1994, Danny Gatton, who was ranked 63rd on Rolling Stone. Hey, what's going on here? I thought I read this the other day, where he had locked himself in the garage and shot himself. And let's see, 2005, Michael Gibbons, drummer. Maybe it was Danny's birthday a couple of days ago. I think that's what it was. And in 2004, Michael Gibbons, drummer for Badfinger, on their hits, Come and Get It, Day After Day and No Matter What, died in his sleep at age 56. All right, let's get rolling here with some tunes, shall we? First one up, Cream by White Room. Cream singing White Room right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired. station. Platform ticket, restless diesels, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station.
Shadows run from themselves. You're looking to rock. Listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
Train when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy enough when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, yeah, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues, hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La 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 la
get you through the night. Through your life.
Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one done. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
There's our extended This Day in Rock History today. A lot of tunes, and actually I had to skip a couple. But what I'm going to do is turn that into our album highlight here in a couple of minutes. As soon as we do a quick look, I guess I should let you know the songs we heard. Badfinger there, No Matter What. Of course, the drummer for the band, Michael Gibbons, passed away on this day in 2005. Before that, we had Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, that one going up to the top of the charts in 1980. Fleetwood Mac, Tusk, we played that because that album went platinum. And we had some John Lennon, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. That was the big hit off his Walls and Bridges LP that went to the top of the Billboard charts in 1974. We also had Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee, Janis passing away on this day in 1970. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Green River, that song or that LP going to the top of the charts in 1969. And the Beatles, Abbey Road, the last album recorded by the band, enters the charts at number one on this day in 1969. We also heard some Cream, White Room. This was the start of their farewell tour in 1968. And what else did I play? I guess that was it. And now the Pink Floyd that we missed, what was it? Well, that's what's going to be on the album highlight, the Wish You Were Here album. Anyways, let's have a quick look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, wow, it's warmed up to 2 degrees. The sun's shining, though, I'll tell you. So that's nice. We are going up to a 14 today. So, gotta like that. Now, over in Vancouver on the coast, they're sitting at 7 degrees. They have mainly sunny conditions there. It's 0 degrees in Calgary, but it's sunny there as well. And a couple of minutes ago when I checked, they were still sitting at minus 1. Winnipeg, cloudy and 4 degrees. Toronto, 16 and cloudy. Halifax, 16 and sunny. And St. John's, Newfoundland is 11 and cloudy. All temperatures in Celsius degrees, folks. Yeah. All right. Album highlight, of course, brought to you by Bedazzled down at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. The best-looking building on the street. And of course, they've got all kinds of goodies for you there. Metal detectors, gold panning equipment, custom jewelry, some beads, some crystals. And right now, they've got a big sale going on their salt lamps, so something pretty nice there. Yeah. All right, album highlight, I Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. It was released September the 15th, 1975, but let's see, it hits number one on this day in 1975, and Pink Floyd followed their commercial breakthrough of The Dark Side of the Moon with Wish You Were Here, a loose concept album about and dedicated to their founding member, Syd Barrett. The record unfolds gradually as the jazzy textures of Shine On You Crazy Diamond reveal its melodic motif. And in its leisurely pace, the album shows itself to be a warmer record than its predecessor. Musically, it's arguably even more impressive, showcasing the band's interplay with David Gilmour's solos in particular. And while it's short on actual songs, the long, winding soundscapes are constantly enthralling. So we're going to listen to Shine On You Crazy Diamond, parts 1 to 4, 5. Then we'll follow it up with Wish You Were Here for our album highlight today, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Remember when you were young? tell. Heaven from hell, blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell?
There's our album highlight today with Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here album. Of course, we finished up with Wish You Were Here, and we started off with Shine On You Crazy Diamond. That particular album going number one on this day in 1975. I actually seen this concert a couple of months. It was in June of 75. The band came out. They played the full album of Wish You Were Here. They took a 20-minute break, came out, played Dark Side of the Moon, and then a few other hits as their encore, and what a night that was in Hamilton, Ontario at the Ivor Wynne Stadium. Anyways, good highlight today, if you're a Pink Floyd fan, that is. And that wraps up our morning show. Well, of course, we're currently 8 minutes late, but who cares? I'm the boss. And, of course, we'd like to thank Bedazzled for their sponsorship of the album or artist highlight. and they're located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. All right, that is it for the morning show, everybody, and wraps up another week. Don't forget, we've got a brand new edition of Mountain Jam Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, and we have another new edition. And, of course, today on the album, the full album that we play on the Hot Chicken and LP show at 12:05, we're going to be listening to Little Miss Higgins' brand new album with the Winnipeg Five, the Bison Ranch Recording Sessions. And I guess we can send that one out to Jen, because it's the Bison Ranch Recording Sessions, and she's going over to Bison Transport on Monday. So, yeah, we'll dedicate that one to Jen. And, of course, I'll be going up to Nelson to take in that show. I'm pretty excited about it. I've been wanting to see Little Miss Higgins for years, and now my dream comes true. All right, Joe, again, has been standing by the door here patiently, tapping his toes and pursing his lips like, you know, there's nothing other than news in the world. But we're going to give him 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update, and then we'll be back with more regular broadcasting. Also, before I leave, don't forget to check out our Facebook page. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio. And if you want to check out the website to look at our program schedule and maybe download some podcasts or have a look around or send in some suggestions, it's the SKR. As in THESKR.com. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is October 4th.